Yeah, I mean, I think I think that this is a very important point, and my personal sense is that it will keep us much saner if we simply think of this as not really, you know, substantially changing the sort of epistemological game that we've been playing all along. I mean, in some ways, when, you know, 50 years ago, you know, an exhibition monograph was being published, and it had section drawings, it had, you know, a list of finds or whatever it had, well, these things, you know, presented, you know, essentially the same epistemological quandaries that we are facing today. So, I mean, you still had the problem of whether to regard, you know, a photograph, which, after all, always depicts a section, a surface that has been cleaned and identified arbitrarily from a certain point of view, as raw data or not. And I think, and also Dominic's point, that I think that it's still true that what we're dealing in is interpretations of our, you know, observations in the field, and the fact that we present them in three-dimensional form or in database form or in any other media is really not a major sort of paradigm shift in terms of their epistemological standards. It's just, to me at least, it's the same story. I mean, you're still presenting a narrative and substantiating it with, you know, elements from your observations that you think are relevant, and you just allow for sort of a deeper you know, ability to substantiate these things. To me, the real question is one of operationalization of the problem, because it used to be that you would put together a monograph or an article, and it would have X sections and X, you know, plans and X, you know, lists, and you would send it out to people who were very familiar with that kind of a media, and they would come back to you saying, yeah, this may seem to be making sense or not. Here, on the other hand, we have an issue of well, the media themselves, how, you know, is there a culture out there of people who are able to evaluate these things the way that you have people who are able to evaluate, you know, site lists or context lists or stuff like that. But also, in practical terms, how does it work? You give them access to this whole, you know, body of stuff. How far do they mine into it to peer review it? What does it do to your metadata effort if somebody says, hey, yes, this looks interesting, but I completely disagree with the way the metadata is structured? It used to be that, you know, a peer reviewer could just say, hey, I think that this, you know, you need another section drawing, and you could just plug in another section drawing. If a peer reviewer says, this metadata structure doesn't work, this may mean thousands of hours of work to actually go back to the archive and redo it according to the, you see what I mean? I mean, it's more the actual implications of how this would work in the real world than, you know, the sort of intellectual framework of it, at least in my opinion.
Okay, we're going to...